What's your story, bitch?
And I don't think I will require a roll for this, but that same pale purple magical aura slithers through the air and goes into his mouth, because this is what I'm like. Every muscle in his body will go tense. His head, which is like kind of a skeletal flesh mask, there's not much to it. It's very pale. We said the blue of the veins can be seen. His eyes bulge out of their sockets, his teeth pretty well constantly on display, and his eyes are like scanning around frantically, especially as this magic goes into him, and then they very quickly roll back into his head.
What a cute dog you have. Oh,
you can't just say that to me. I've done it.
I thought it was obvious.
It's not,
I love you.
It's not fair.
You're going to be okay, sweetie. We got you.
You're crazy, man.
So much.
Right on, partner.
You can't.
Hell yeah.
Come on in. Get cozy.
No.
I don't want to die like this.
Can't.
What do you want to do?
This has to be a mistake.
Don't you dare walk away from me.
Please leave me alone.
So much. And there's nothing.
Congratulations.
To keep you safe.
I'm so proud of
What's
you.
Going on?
What do you mean?
I adore you. This is, I always have. I just can't believe she's gone. It's
you
been
have to forgive an old man.
So long.
So then what will happen is all of the other things in here that you are all fighting. Theo, Bennett the First, goes totally slack and unmoving and then just evaporates. Casey and Jesse are in a short-range gunfight with someone who suddenly is no longer interested in fighting them. And the body of the Grey Hand hovers a few feet off of the ground as whatever it is you imbued that spell with overwhelms him.